The kite flies because of the tail.
It's a late spring afternoon. The sun is rapidly descending toward the hills as Jack Flanders, too agitated to sit still, decides to go for a walk. Jack hikes out across the hills. When he reaches the giant oak, he turns and heads toward the woods. By now, the sun is setting, but in the distance, he can see something that resembles a white umbrella, shining in the fading light. As he approaches, he's amazed by its size.
I'll be darned. It is a mushroom. It almost comes up to my chest. The top must be at least 4 feet across. This is like something I'd expect to find in the Amazon, not in Inverness. Maybe it's best that it's not edible. Otherwise, Wham Bam would have us eating mushroom for a month. Mushroom soup, mushroom omelet, peanut butter and mushroom. Ooh.
Jack finds a path winding into the dark woods. Up ahead, through the trees, he can see a lovely little gingerbread cottage. The windows are brightly lit. He can hear the sound of cheerful voices coming from within.
Sounds like a party inside. I'm surprised this little cottage can hold that many people. Hey, there's a piece of paper here pinned on the door. Come in, pour yourself a cup of tea. Sounds to me like they're drinking more than just tea. Sure got quiet quick. Hello, look, I didn't mean to... Hello? Hello? Where is everybody? There's not a soul. No one here except me. Me and all these carved masks covering the walls. But there is a pot of tea. And it feels hot. It smells wonderful. I wonder what kind it is. Here's a little post-it. Tea of the day. Drum Mountain clouds in mist. Charming. It's excellent. Now, what's this?
Lying on the table is a carved mask of a woman, freshly painted in gold. Her lips are ruby red. Her eyes are deep blue.
Your eyes are somehow familiar. So are your lips. Your nose and chin and your cheekbones.
He turns the mask over.
Are you carved from some sort of exotic wood? Wait a minute. Are you trembling? Strange. I think the whole house is trembling. It's so subtle, but you, Ms. Mask, you have a way of amplifying it, don't you? Wait a minute. You didn't just wink at me, did you? I certainly hope not. I really don't want to get involved with a mask.
Hanging above the fireplace is a delicately carved mask of an old man. This too seems familiar. Jack reaches out and touches the mask.
Yes. You too are trembling. Wait a minute. I think I know you.
He leans over the mantel until his nose almost touches that of the mask.
I do know you. I'll be darned. How are you, my old friend? I am so sorry I couldn't save you. So many things have happened since you passed on.
Farewell, my good friends. Life has been hard for me, as it is for everyone. But I leave without regrets. Like so many alchemists before me throughout the ages, I went out with a splendid bang. Even though Even though there are a million things I would have done differently, I don't want another chance. I have no intention of reincarnating. Now that I'm dead, believe me, I'm gonna stay dead. So long.
So long, Dr. Mazzola.
Jack returns up the path away from the cottage. As the lights of the cottage become but a faint glow through the trees, he can hear the party getting back into full swing.
A pair of women's breasts has more pulling power than a pair of oxen.
It's growing dark as Jack walks back from the mask maker's cottage. The moon has risen above the hills. Faint wisps of mist hang suspended over the fields. He can hear the peepers cheerfully chirping away in this warm spring night. But as he approaches the mansion with its three tall dark towers silhouetted by the moon, perched on the tip of the east tower is a large black crow.
The last time I saw that crow up there, it started cawing just before a light... Oh, there it is.
A greenish light suddenly appears high in the tower. Jack hurries across the field and into the mansion. He crosses the vast living room, the parlor, the library, the study, where he finds the door to the stairs that wind up inside the east tower.
Stairs. So darn steep. I feel like I'm climbing up on all fours.
At the top of the tower is an old computer with an eerie greenish light emitting from the monitor. As soon as Jack steps into the room, a message begins to scroll up on the screen.
True reality. That's it? You mean I climbed all the way up here just for... Wait, there's more. True reality. Of this, there is no academic proof in the world. For it is hidden and hidden and hidden. Well, it's very nice, but hardly worth that climb. Oh, okay. Here comes some more. Wait for what? Here comes another word. Patience. Okay, I'm patient. Here comes more. Haste is from the devil. Wonderful. I practically crawled all the way up here and oh wait, here comes something else. What's this? It's handwriting. Yeah, it looks like it's a handwritten page. Maybe it's a digital photo of a page from a ledger. This looks like Auntie Jell's handwriting. September 6th, 1955. Dr. Mazzola, alchemist of the First Order, has finally arrived. Is that all? No. January 17th, 1963. Henry has entered the tower. I fear I will never see him again. That must refer to Uncle Jell's, when he went into the fourth tower and he didn't come back. Oh, here's another page. May 17th, 1965. The demon has returned. It torments me nightly. Am I the only one who recognizes the danger? Wow. Oh, here's another. June 10th, 1965. The ebullience is quite out of hand. We must put a stop to this. The ebullience. July 15th, 1965. Dr. Mazzulla has finally succeeded. The ganath has been put in the bottle. The ebullience has ceased. Peace at last. What is the ganath?
The ganath?
Yes. The ganath has been put in the bottle.
I feel the ganath does not necessarily refer to a djinn.
So what is it? A female genie?
Are there any genies in Inverness?
Look, I think my aunt was referring to this strange energy we've been feeling at night.
The ganath may be a god.
A god?
The first time you were in the East Tower, what did the green light tell you?
The green... Oh, you mean the computer?
Yes, yes. The one who knows not the Prince of Darknesses but the other face of the King of Light knows not me.
I don't get the connection.
Perhaps a pagan god has been released.
Here? In Inverness?
Yes, Inverness.
You mean Dr. Mazzulla may have just bottled it up somehow and now it's escaped?
Do you believe it's possible to put a god in a bottle?
I have no idea, but something has either been released or has, for some reason, returned.
Well, perhaps it's merely reasserting itself.
Or it could be just some natural phenomenon.
A force of nature?
Yes.
The old pagan gods represented many different forces of nature, didn't they?
I don't know. I guess so.
Do you not feel the energy is pagan?
Well, it's pretty potent. I don't know if it's actually pagan potent.
But where is the good doctor now?
The good doctor is dead.
Oh. You may need a second opinion.
Madam Trunknose.
Yes?
Do you feel it's dangerous?
Lady Jowls felt it was.
Yeah, but how do you feel?
I feel that. We shall see.
As Jack returns through the library, he notices Evie sitting in a corner typing notes into her laptop computer.
Evie?
Oh!
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you something.
Yes?
Did you know that there's an old dusty PC up in the East Tower?
A computer?
Yeah. It just turns on by itself.
Really?
Tonight, what came up on the monitor was a few pages from my aunt's ledger.
Really?
And I think it's the same ledger that you suggested we steal from Bigelow, Bigelow, and Bigelow.
No.
You didn't, did you?
What?
Steal it.
Oh, no, not me.
Well, it was quite a coincidence that we were talking about it yesterday, and tonight, well, there it is.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Did you find what you needed?
Well, it was just a few pages from the ledger, but one of her entries dated July 1965 was, Dr. Mazzulla has finally succeeded. The ganath has been put in the bottle.
Is a ganath the female genie?
Madame Trunknose feels it's some pagan energy. It does seem to be connected to the moon.
The moon?
Yeah. Apparently, as the moon is becoming fuller, it seems to be getting stronger.
Is that bad?
Well, everything keeps getting crazier.
What can you do?
I guess I can follow the suggestion of Madame Trunknose.
What's that?
Get a second opinion.